The scripture reading this morning comes to us from the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 4, verse 9 through 12, entitled The Value of a Friend. Two are better than one because they have a good reward for their toil. For if they fall, one will lift the other. But woe to one who is alone and falls and does not have another to help. Again, if two lie together, they can keep warm. But how can one keep warm? And though one might prevail against another, two will withstand one. A threefold cord is not quickly broken. The gospel reading today comes from Matthew 18, verses 18 through 20. Where two or three are gathered. Truly I tell you, whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. Again, truly I tell you, if two of you agree on earth about anything you ask, it will be done for you by my Father in heaven. For where two or three are gathered in my name, I am there among them.
Loneliness. Have you ever felt loneliness in your life? I'm sure you have. It is one of your many negative feelings and emotional states that you have experienced, or maybe still experiencing, occasionally or constantly throughout your life. What is loneliness? A common definition of loneliness is a state of solitude or being alone. Loneliness is generally known as sadness because one has no friends or company. Mother Teresa once said, quote, "The most terrible poverty is loneliness and the feeling of being unloved," unquote. There are some people who might be suffering from some kind of a social phobia or social anxiety. Yes, these are called social disorder, and those patients might be in the process of healing and recovery. One of the major symptoms of this social disorder would be feeling uncomfortable, uncontrollable fears of meeting or interacting with the other person or a group of people. I'm sorry for this medical condition, if you have it. But I pray that you will be healed very soon so that you can rediscover the joy of being together with other people. That's why you need to seek help from professionals. Originally and naturally, we human beings were created for connection as part of community. In the beginning, according to the book of Genesis, after having made Adam the very first human being, God says, "It is not good that the man should be alone. I will make him a helper as his partner." So whether it's family or community, it is not good to be alone. Yes, we are part of the divine design of a community. So loneliness is definitely a joy killer that makes your life miserable, depressing, and destructive. In 2018, the United Kingdom, UK, appointed the World first minister for loneliness to spearhead a government-wide effort to address social isolation. This position was created in response to a national strategy to combat the growing issue of loneliness, which impacts millions across the UK. The minister's role focused on cross-departmental collaboration, funding initiative, and developing strategies to build social connections and improve public health related to loneliness. Not only in the UK, but also across the world, including here in the USA, it is widely acknowledged that loneliness negatively and seriously affects physical and mental health, regardless of ages, genders, or any other differences and factors. As you all are aware, the deadliest disaster in U.S. history is recorded as the COVID-19 pandemic. Its death toll number, which is the highest ever, was about 1.2 million people killed. The initial national public health emergency was declared in January 2020, and then after over 3 years of fears, lockdowns, isolations, and anxieties, the crisis was finally and officially ended in May 2023. So, throughout the COVID-19 pandemic crisis, all of us, along with all other people around the world, had no choice but to experience isolation and loneliness one way or the other. And after having gone through all this harrowing crisis, we truly and ultimately realized that being together with other people is such a blessing that should not be taken for granted. This morning's scripture is from Ecclesiastes that emphasizes the importance of life together in a society and in a community. Two are better than one because of they have a good reward for their toil. For if they fall, one will lift up the other. But woe to one who is alone and falls and does not have another to help. Then in verse 12, a threefold cord is not quickly broken. Yes, life is definitely better and happier together. We, human beings, were originally created for connection by God's design and love. And our faith was never meant to be experienced in isolation. The psalmist also sings, "It is truly wonderful when the people of God live together in peace." Moreover, Jesus promises to be present when we gather in His name. "For there where two or three are gathered in my name, I am there among them." Jesus' presence is what makes church more than just a building. It's a community where we find encouragement, purpose, and hope together. Yes, we all know that church is not a building, but a community of God's people. This morning, my sermon is shorter than usual, because not only do we have a Holy Communion and the dedication of the memorial stained glass window, but also my introduction to the new sermon series is supposed to be short and sweet. So let us remember that the main point this morning is that we were created for what? Connection. Yes, connection. And throughout my new sermon series, Life is Better Together, for the next 4 Sundays, we will be exploring further with the following topics: breaking down the barriers to connection, the power of a biblical fellowship, cultivating a stronger community, and finally, as the conclusion, relationships that reflect God's love. Yes, we are called to become a powerful community of faith as an instrument and a messenger of God's love together in the local and global communities. Life is better when we are loving God and people together. Life is better when we are serving God and people together. To be continued. Thanks be to God. Amen.